Just start by saying, how happy are you that this week's finally here and you finally have an opponent to prepare for?
You know, I think our team considers itself very fortunate to be in this position. There are only 8 teams left playing, and it's an honor to be one of those teams. And we certainly feel like we have a very tough opponent to prepare for this week. They're a team that's playing as well as anybody in the National Football League. They pose a lot of different problems in all 3 phases, so we definitely have our work cut out for us. We know that they're going to be ready to go, and we're going to do the best we can to be ready to go.
Watching that Chiefs-Texans game on Saturday when they returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown, does that get your attention, right? Like, snap to attention a little quicker, you know?
Certainly. And, they do a great job in the kicking game. They always have, and their special teams coach has a tremendous history working with Devin Hester during the prime of his career. So they know what they're doing. They do it well. And I think that game, in all 3 phases, they really, had their way. So this is going to be a tough football team, as I said. And, we're going to have to do everything we can to be ready for a fight on Saturday.
Speaking of Coach Toe, do you pick up tendencies or characteristics about his special teams units, the way he sets up returns, or is it just a game-by-game?
I think they're a team that's going to do what they do, and if they see a weakness that you have, they're going to attack it, and I think they do a great job of just playing to their strengths. They have guys that play with a lot of effort, and a lot of times they just outwork teams, and it's very evident when you turn on the film. They're hungry to make plays, and sometimes it's just an effort thing, and they out-effort a lot of the guys that they go against. And I think that mentality starts with him. If you know anything about his background, he has a military background. He was a D-line coach. He was a D-line coach, and he's a strength coach background. So I think that says a lot about him. And I think that character that he has pours over into his unit.
They've won 11 in a row. You guys obviously struggled at the end of the year. How much weight do you put into the momentum side of things?
I don't know how much we're going to, that comes into play. I think that, the most important thing is who plays the best game on Saturday. I think obviously they're going to be coming in confident, as they should. They've been playing at an extremely high level, but at the end of the day, it's not really about momentum. It's about executing on Saturday, and whatever team executes better and makes more plays is going to probably leave the game happy.
Anything you've been able to put your finger on? I mean, this team has always done well in December and finished strong, and not this year. Is there anything you've been able to put your finger on that kind of explains why?
Well, I think there are a number of reasons for that. But, at the end of the day, we just haven't played the way we would have liked here these last 6 games, and I think it's important for people to understand that this is the National Football League. There are a lot of good teams out there that work extremely hard. We're very spoiled because we're accustomed to having a certain level of success in December and January, as you said. But, every year is different. Every team's different. And I think we're just fortunate and excited about being in the position that we're in at this point.
At the game from last September, are you guys trying to ignore it, forget about it completely, or use it as motivation?
I think there's some things to look at from that game, and I think there's some things to learn. Obviously, it's not fun watching that tape because it wasn't one of our finest outings, but I think history is a great teacher, and we can learn from the way that game played out last year.
When you watch the games over the weekend, certainly special teams had a huge impact, not only the missed field goal with Minnesota, but there were a lot of hidden yards, it seemed, that were lost during the course of play. A lot of balls that bounced and weren't returned by special teams units. When you watch those games, how much does that take you back to the fundamentals going into this game, and how as a unit do you guys ensure that that doesn't happen when you take the field on Saturday?
It's just a reminder of how important, as you said, the hidden yardage is. Every yard counts, and a lot of times these games come down to yards, and it's a game of inches. You hear that all the time, but as you watch the playoffs this weekend, it's very evident that that's the case. And you look at Kansas City, I think they're 1 or 2 in the league in field position where their defense starts and their offense starts. And I think a lot of that can be attributed to the way they play in the kicking game. So it's a reminder that, you know, the 20 to 25 snaps that we get on Saturday are going to be very important. And I think we need to have a heightened sense of urgency as we prepare this week, understanding that, you know, our role in the game is going to be vital.
You mentioned that you can learn from last September's game. What specifically comes to mind?
Well, you know, I think when folks look at that game, they automatically think we did everything bad. But I think there's some things that we did well, and I think we competed in a way that we could have been proud of there when things weren't going the way we would have liked. And I think, obviously, there's a lot to learn from the way that they played us, the matchups that they went in their favor. So, you know, you look at that film and see things that we did poorly and see some of the things that we did well and try to apply that moving forward.
How important is it to have an impact right away on special teams?
I think it's important, but I think we need to play within ourselves. We don't need to go out and make a heroic play or do anything out of the ordinary. We just need to play sound football. We need to play the way we played during stretches earlier in the season, where we really, you know, were on top of everything and made, you know, some game-changing plays. And I think, you know, we're capable of playing that way. Just, you know, but I don't think it's going to take anything out of the ordinary or extra special. We just have to play sound and fundamental.
Thanks, Matthew.
Thanks, guys.